A few weeks ago, I got an email from Brian Garner that said, "Your June 14th subject intrigues me very much. Might you kindly send me your paper?" And that explains why there's no paper. It's hard enough to try to find something that's new and interesting to all you sophisticated audiences like this, but for Brian Garner to review your paper, no thanks. Now, let me hasten to say I'm a big Brian Garner acolyte and fan. I use footnotes and all that stuff in my opinions. But what's happened is I've started running across, some of you know, I collect cases. I don't collect stamps or have no hobbies, so I collect cases on funny things and started collecting cases that construed contracts to mean things that you looked at them and you say, how does that mean that? That's not what it seems like it says. And I want to give you a few ideas of why that sometimes happens and how that may come in handy or hurt you in some of your cases. This is, if you look for plain text or plain language in the Texas Supreme Court cases, these are 20-year intervals. You're rocking along for over 100 years there with one or two showing up a year. And then they skyrocket beginning in the 90s. Some people say that's the influence of Justice Scalia. It's hard to, or locally Justice Hecht, or just a lot of people, a lot of judges. It's much bigger deal now to make sure you meet in contracts the plain text, the plain language, than you used to. For some reason I feel like the folks on Fixer Upper, where I'm supposed to have the reveal, the animation's not working here, so you get to see the answer before I get to the slide, but anyway.